There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the T here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer. Representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay.
We got some show for you today. We got so much to talk about. Can't get to any of that until we say what's up to our shadiest family members over there in Atlanta. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Now, I see Brad is out, but Brad, if you're watching, don't worry. We're going to keep everything funkified for you.
Oh.
And we have special guest here with us in studio, Andrew Freund.
I'm here.
We love when he stops by.
I'm here.
And a little bit later in the show, we're going to get to watch Andrew's interviews with Jennifer Lopez, Constant Wu, and Kiki Palmer talking about their new movie, Hustler, so we're really excited about that.
Wow.
Frank, first, you've been talking that we got to see something going on, some video.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to start the show off with some hot and steamy news. Now, I think we can all agree
okay. There's
nothing better than a little tonsil hockey. You know what I'm saying?
Hey!
A little tongue wrestling. But singers Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have been being criticized by some fans. They got a song together, Senorita, and they've been touring the globe performing
yeah,
it,
right.
And they've been kissing, and the fans have been criticizing their smooching skills. Many have said they look like two fishes kissing. So to show everyone, you know, that they can really kiss, they released a video on Instagram. So take a look.
Oh, God.
We saw, like, on Twitter and stuff, you guys saying stuff about the way we're kissing and how it looks weird, like we kiss like fish.
Yeah.
And
really hurt our feelings.
We just want to show you how we really kiss.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think about that?
On a scale of 1 to 10, they get a 0.
Oh, my God.
That was so cringeworthy.
It was.
What the hell?
That would be the kiss between Portia and Gary, I think.
Right. Oh, hell no. I would never lick my tongue out. I would have my mouth like this.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think this is trying way too hard. All this video did is tell me that they're a joke couple.
Yes.
Because a real couple's like, no.
Some people say they're a contract couple.
Okay, so you know now one of us has to awkwardly kiss. Like, who's going to be? Heidi and Frank?
Oh, my God. I've kissed everybody on this show.
I've awkwardly kissed him way too many times over the years.
Really?
I want to see Portia and Gary kiss.
Yes, Portia and Gary.
I want to see.
Why did you ever put me with Head Crack? Someone who would actually want to kiss me.
No. Portia and Gary.
All right, Portia and Gary. Oh,
yeah.
But he uses his earwax for his lip gloss. I just can't get over part.
And Portia done, we tried this once before, it did not. Portia wound up slapping me. No, sir.
Gary, okay, well, today, did you use your earwax for your chapstick
no,
today?
No, but I ate some bread pudding, so that's
I like bread pudding.
All right, well, moving on, man. NBA legend Kobe Bryant is catching some heat. Now, everything started over the weekend after Coach Kobe posted a celebration photo of his AAU girls basketball team, the Mambas, to congratulate them on a game that they just won against an opponent that they previously lost to. Now, no harm, no foul there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fast forward to later on in the week, he decided to post a throwback photo of the Mambas 2 years ago when they lost to the opponent, and a lot of people are saying that he went too far with the caption. Now, listen very closely. Here's our fourth place winner's picture, LOL. Six of the kids in the picture stayed with me and worked every single day to get better and continue to work. To this day, the seventh player, not in the pick, missed this game for a dance recital, so that should tell you where her focus was at this time. So everybody's upset because they're saying he didn't have to throw shade at the little girl that didn't show up. But here's the thing, you're the coach.
Yeah.
Like, your only job is to coach those kids and your mindset is on basketball and winning. Right.
I had coaches like that too. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're not focused. You're gonna talk and not pay attention. Not focused. You can go. You can go.
A lot of kids do multiple sports. Yeah. It looks like he's ripping on dancing.
Let kids dance, people. If they want to freaking dance, they should be able to
dance. They're comparing Kobe Bryant to Billy Elliott's father. I think that's a little over the line.
But Kobe thinks this is like the Laker locker room. These are little girls, right? So they dance. They do other sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
This is like low-level ribbing.
Right.
He didn't even go in.
Right.
And at the end of the day, this is Kobe Bryant, like one of the greatest basketball players of all time. So if you on his team, because I'm sure a whole bunch of other girls would have like given a thumb tip in order to be able to play on that team, you need to show up to every game.
Yeah, because who's this girl's parents? Because if my child's on Kobe Bryant's team, you quitting everything besides basketball. Okay?
She's one of those dance moms.
Okay.
All right, you guys know Ed Helms, the actor from, you might know him from the Hangover movies or from The Office. And, well, he recently
Love him.
I know, I did too. He recently shot a movie called Corporate Animals with Demi Moore. And a few months later, he was on vacation with his wife and his family. And he got word that one of the tabloids was spreading the rumor that he and Demi Moore were having an affair.
Oh, come on.
No way.
That's not even believable.
What a good rumor. I want that rumor.
I wouldn't hate that.
Right.
So Ed Helms sees this, that he supposedly...
I'll give you $1 million to eat that magazine.
Well, he wanted to get to his wife before she saw... He wanted to get to his wife before she saw the same thing that he saw. Get out ahead of it, if you will. And this is what happened. Take a look.
I'm really anxious, and I get back to the house, and I walk in the house, and she's sitting there with her mother.
Oh, great.
And, and before I can say anything... They go, Demi Moore, high five. And I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. What are you talking about? They're like, can you believe this tabloid thought that you and Demi Moore could be a couple?
So we're all on board that we don't think Ed Helms could land Demi Moore?
I don't.
It'd be the ones you least suspect, though, that pull it off. If I was him, I'd make my whole life's work from this moment on to smash Demi Moore.
To get her,
just to prove the world wrong.
And because his wife is okay with it.
If the wife is like, wow, like, Demi wants my husband?
Right.
Like, so,
exactly.
So it's an honor for her. So
if you were cheated on, as long as the person they cheat with is better looking than you, then you're honored?
They gotta be astronomically hot.
Hell no. Like, I get it. I can't even be mad at you.
All right, you guys, it's time for...
First Dressing with the Stars!
Yes, it is. And first up, we got Gabrielle Union.
I love me some Gabrielle Union.
Too. Yes, the America's Got Talent judge dropped this steamy slideshow on Instagram with the caption, talent so hot, you're going to need a cold shower too, #AGT.
Okay. So I will say, I think maybe it's not a thirst trap because somebody took it of her.
It looked like she was really trying to take a shower.
Yeah, I think she just wanted to take a shower.
No, you don't arch your back like that to take a shower. What are you, a duck?
I do.
All right, y'all. Well, up next is Ro Timmy, the star from Power. Y'all know him.
Yeah.
Well, he posted these pictures with this caption. Stop talking and bring that over here.
Yeah! So, Gary, whoa. Well, he needs to wait a damn minute. I'm coming.
You on the way.
Gary,
we found Gary's time.
Oh my God!
Nice.
The reason I don't think it's thirst trapping is there's way too many bubbles.
It is thirst trapping. Look how he's biting the bottom lip.
Gary loves this bite lip picture. I don't know why you're trying to act like that. Gary is living for this.
Could you mimic that pose?
Not both, just the bottom one.
How you like both?
No, right. Just the bottom.
Looks like you left your dentures out. No, finally, we got Bebe Rexha. Now, a few weeks ago, the singer posted a pic proving that no matter what some executives might say, she's not too old to be sexy. Well, check this out. It's the sequel. Now, she followed that up with even a hotter shot with the caption, "This is what 30 looks like. My birthday suit, self-love, body positivity, unapologetically me, pre-show stretch and lipstick application, hashtag not 20 anymore."
Yeah, this is 100% thirst trapping.
I mean, I think she's auditioning for Hustlers too.
My when this, God. Yeah.
Oh, y'all, she's in a public bathroom. Y'all seen a paper towel? You see the paper towel? She's in a public bathroom.
Well, that's cute.
Nah, she's at Popeye's trying to get a chicken sandwich.
All right, guys, coming up after the break, we are going to find out what singer hacked into her ex's phone.
Dish Nation. Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Dish. Now, you can't hide anything from Detective Christina Milian. Now, Christina hilariously revealed in a recent interview that she once hacked into Nick Cannon's phone just a month before they broke up. Check it out.
When I was dating Nick Cannon, the password somehow worked on the first check, and I was right. And then next thing you know, I was reading for like a month. I was reading messages.
Wait, you were doing intel for an entire month?
I was stuck in Romania.
Oh, you had time.
Yes, I had time. So I was like, I cannot bust him while I'm away. I need to bust him in person. So in the meantime, I'm going to get my intel.
That, my friends, is why I say women are the most craftiest, most stealthiest people around. Because, like, y'all will sit in something and listen to somebody lie for weeks.
Yes.
And just wait for the right moment to pull the trapdoor level and make them fall right into their lie.
And if they have a Face ID phone, all you really got to do is put your thumbprint in their phone.
But then, too, you just go into the phone. When I did it to my friend, phone, honey. I mean, they didn't have all this stuff, the thumb and pictures and all that. I just went in the damn phone and I started looking at numbers.
And you pressed star 69 and got the last caller.
I got
star 69.
I got the names, honey, and I wrote the names down and I called the queens, honey, who they belong to. And
what do you say when you call somebody?
I told them I bushed it up, honey. I bushed up my voice and they got the
conversation.
We gotta hear this.
I said, okay, yeah. I said, what's up? And she said, who is this? I said, it's David. And first of all, Queen don't know who she done met.
Right.
So I was playing like some guy named David, and I said, you met me at the club, and, you know, yada, 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 and stuff, and I got hunting with this girl a little bit, because I wanted to see who she was.
But so you weren't, I thought you would call and be like, you know, hey, you been messing with my man?
Oh, no, don't do that, girl. That's queen, that's ghetto shit. I wanted to know who she was, but I wanted to know who I was up against. So I got that girl's address. I went to her house. Honey.
Oh, you're a stalker.
I sure damn did. I wanted to see who she was.
Well, what is the point, Gary?
That was a weird-ass trip.
I wanted to see what I was up against, and I met her, and I went to his damn job and let him know about it. I met the damn bitch you was with.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, I like Butch Gary, a.k.a. David.
Yeah. Gary, you're too easy. You do all of that. Nobody got punched or got their feelings hurt.
That's right, bitch.
Well, actress Kate Blanchett is known for her fun interviews, and one of them went viral, as a matter of fact. Now, here's the funny part about Kate Blanchett's viral video. It was back in 2015, and she was promoting the live-action Cinderella. Now, this video has been viewed over 1.2 million times since the clip was posted a day ago, and the best part is, our very own Andrew Freund was the one interviewing.
That was me.
So let's see what happened with this little miscommunication.
You know, you have such a gaze, a signature. The crew is cracking up here.
I have a whole lot of gaze.
The signature Disney villain gaze. I want to know, how do you do that Disney villain gaze? Teach us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Disney villain gaze. As in the gay Disney villains. Sorry, this is an accent dysfunction. Oh, you mean the gays, not the gays.
Gaze. Like a looking. Right. You're looking. Because in the movie, she's always like, she's like this, and she's looking like, you know, evil. And I want to know, how did you do that? But she thought I meant gay Disney villains. Gay people.
But you honestly say the word the same, like gay.
Unless it's written down, it would be hard to decipher which one you meant.
Exactly.
I want to see, Gary, can you give us your best gaze?
Gay
your
gaze?
Best look. Your look.
Not your normal look.
Yeah. Look, bitch.
Your gaze.
There she is.
She has arrived.
Bitch.
Speaking of Andrew's interviews, he got to sit down with Kiki Palmer and Constance Swoo and, of course, Jennifer Lopez talk about their new movie that's opening up called Hustlers, and that's coming up right after this break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish.
Yay!
Now, Andrew, you got to spend some time with some strippers.
Ooh,
or at least
yeah.
some actresses playing strippers, right?
Well, I chatted with the stars of Hustlers, Jennifer Lopez, Keke Palmer, and Constance Wu.
Wow.
What does Jennifer Lopez smell like?
Money and A-Rod.
Oh!
Basically. All right. But let's take a look at the clip.
Okay.
I just want to take care of my grandma, maybe go shopping every once in a while.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to work with animals. I was close.
These Wall Street guys. You see what they did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these douchebags went to jail.
The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules.
It's like robbing a bank, except you get the keys. Are you in?
Hey, ladies.
Hello. Hi.
Okay, now I have a confession. I want to be a stripper.
Okay.
I want to be a stripper.
Start right now. Let's see ya.
Arch, do I need to take the jacket off? But I want to know. Okay. I'm taking it off. I'm going to throw it down kidding. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Get it.
What would my name be? What tips do you have for me?
What would your name be?
Yeah.
Okay, so your full name is?
Andrew.
Andrew what?
Oh, Andrew Freund. Andrew Curtis Freund.
Freund? Curtis Freund.
How about Dandy Andy?
How about
Andy Winner is?
What pub?
Andy Winner is.
I like a good pub.
Andy Winner is. Andy's Wiener is.
Oh, Andy's Wieners is. Me, stripping.
When I think about it, I think of a name being like something that sounds innocent and sweet, but you know, so it's like a juxtaposition with the fact that I'm sitting over here shaking this booty all in your face, but my name is Angel or Baby Doll.
Okay.
Right?
So what could I, who, what do you think I, what could my name be?
What color your eyes?
Hazel.
You see what I'm saying?
All
it's
right.
Like, ugh. Then the line could be this, why they call you Hazel? Because of my eyes. You see what I did?
I'm Hazel. So what are your tips for me to be the ultimate stripper? For what does Andy Dandy gotta do?
You gotta own everything you got.
Okay. Own everything.
What you gotta get up there.
Yeah.
Dental floss.
Ooh, girl.
Yes, just like a little tiny string of
a
thing.
Minty fresh.
Minty fresh. Any other celebrities who you would like to see kind of join the hustle group?
Man. What about my girl Ree?
Okay.
She did the video.
Okay, you're right. All right, some Riri.
She did that video. I was throw it up. She gave us that moment.
Okay. Hustlers 2 starring Rihanna.
Come on, yes.
Jen is going to get married soon. I want to plan her ultimate bachelorette party. What is her ultimate bachelorette, do we think?
Jen doesn't drink.
No.
This is why she looks so amazing. So, like me, I'm like, bachelorette parties are going to do shots. Gonna get me. And I'm like, I actually don't know what... Like,
I don't know. We could do a spa day.
That's what she would do.
Yeah, that's what I would
spa,
do.
Maybe some really
I
good sushi.
I take all my friends to get spa day and
listen to some good music.
Yes.
That's what she would do.
And at me, I'm going to dance.
And you can come over.
You could be the entertainer, yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, a 32-year-old man was caught trying to pose as a senior citizen in an Indian airport in order to fly to the United States. Now, he pulled up dressed in a white tunic, a turban, black slippers, and a large fake white beard. What could go wrong, right? Well, money got caught. A security officer at the airport noticed that the roots of his hair were black, Ooh. Not matching his white beard. And when he asked for the passport, he presented that of an 81-year-old man's. And the security knew something was up because dude was clearly not 81 because the skin was of a much younger person.
Right.
No matter how much you moisturize. What y'all think about this?
That's crazy. And I want to know the purpose. Like, why do they get, do senior citizens get discounts, Gary?
Senior citizens get discounts, but girl, my thing is, this is spooky. This has been bringing you back to the 911.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. What is his purpose? Why is he doing this? For discount?
Yeah.
Or is he trying to, like, bring some type of stuff onto the plane.
Exactly. Maybe he heard about the hot girl summer and wanted to get a little bite of it. I don't know. Yeah. But at the end of the
day. Oh, he in a wheelchair too? Yeah. Oh, he doing the most.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you get in a wheelchair, you get to get the expedited, you know, boarding and stuff like that, and you get to go by security. I don't think he had, like, real malicious intent.
If I was him, I would probably file discrimination because they saying the hair was black and white. Now, you trying to tell me, honey, maybe, I mean, he may have dyed one part of his body and another part he didn't.
Yeah, tell him because the rest of your hair on your body is white.
Thank you, honey. My carpet does not match the drapes.
Wait, so, oh, what that means?
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.